for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
All right. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to my house. We're here this Saturday morning, like we are every Saturday morning, for the purpose of answering any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And regular listeners know, we don't regularly field very many questions about electricity because that's one of the trades I know the least about.
And you don't like fooling with.
And I don't like fooling with it. There was the last occasion for me fooling with electricity was replacing a garbage disposal at our kitchen sink. And I never felt 120 volts so hard in such a small space, and you just can't get out from underneath that sink fast enough while the sparks are flying, and oh, man. So generally speaking, the joke is our house, when Rosie has his red toolbox, which is my electrical toolbox, Jennifer loads up the kids and the pets and just goes and parks at the emergency center and waits, waits for me to arrive by ambulance. So if you've got an electrical dilemma in, about, and around your house, we brought an electrician in today, Mr. Ben Perkins from Fox Valley Electric and Solar, to kind of talk through electrical safety at your house. October is fire prevention month. Okay. And we talked last week to open the month with topics about fire safety and the difference and what evolution electrical components have made in our lifetime to become so much more safe than they were. So we want to talk about that. We want to talk about any electrical dilemma you might be challenged with at your house or anxious about. And then I've got a whole litany of questions I'd like to ask Ben myself. So Ben, first, let me welcome you to Rosie on the House.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And we appreciate you showing up on Saturday morning. I understand you're in a bit of a home remodeling project yourself, and that project's been put on hold this morning, so you can come in and visit with us.
Yeah, an unintentional home remodel project, but a project nonetheless. So.
Sometimes
it's good to get away from it, though.
Yeah, sometimes it is just good to get away with from it. Now, you know, you're the estimator at Fox Valley, so you get to see virtually what every proposal your technicians are out there working on.
Yes,
I mean, what drives the most number of service calls?
Recently, it's been a lot of panel replacements. Panel replacements, breaker issues, lots of calls for outlets that are dead in one room or two rooms or somewhere down the line. Generators also. There's been a big increase in generators that people have been wanting to get quoted and keep their whole home backed up as well.
That storm in Texas really drove a big demand here, I believe, is kind of what got it started.
Yeah, absolutely. It really did. Shortly thereafter, I mean, it just kind of went haywire. Anything that was in stock was immediately gone. So the manufacturers are definitely pushing to keep up with the demand now.
Well, boy, if you've ever had to live a couple days without power at the house, you realize the convenient investment a generator can be.
Absolutely.
And then if you've ever had to clean out your refrigerator or your freezer after the power's been out for a few days, then it becomes a really smart investment.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Nobody
wants to go through that.
Being from hurricane territory in South Louisiana, many times you leave your home, the power to the community is off, and you're not allowed to return for a week or 10 days. And oh boy, That's special. That's really special. That is really special. So if you've got a question you'd like to ask our electrician, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-767-4348. And that'll put you right in touch with us here at Rosie on the House. I've got Mr. Ben Perkins from Fox Valley Electric and Solar in here visiting with us this morning. All right, let's talk a little bit about those tools I was explaining when someone's trying to tackle an electrical do-it-yourself project at home, which isn't anything I would generally recommend at all. But I have my circuit tester, and it's a three-prong device that I plug in to the outlet, and it lights up according to what it's detecting in that circuit.
Yep.
Now, one of the things it's testing is polarity.
Yes. And that's definitely important. It'll tell you if it's reversed, which means you have your hot wire on the neutral side and neutral wire on the hot side. And that's can be a bad thing. It might not seem like it's that big because the outlet will still function, but you're still pushing power back through the other way. And that can lead to some serious issues down the line.
So there's three little lights on the back of this device. I plug it in. All three lights need to come on. If they don't, it indicates one of a few things. Polarity is reversed.
Yep.
The ground integrity is not secure.
Yep.
And then it has a little button on it. I can push it, if it's a GFI circuit, to test the GFI.
Yes.
So I plug that thing in, Ben, if I'm going to work on this circuit, if I'm going to replace some devices. And then I go turn the breaker off. I come back and I make sure that light is off.
Yes, definitely make sure all the lights are off.
All the lights are off. I remove the faceplate, and then I take what I call it a circuit sniffer. Mm-hmm. A little pin that you stick in there, and it's supposed to light up if it detects any current in there at all.
Yes.
Because there could possibly be, I could kill the breaker to that receptacle. But in theory, that junction box could be carrying another complete circuit.
Absolutely. And if it's, depending on how it's wired, if that neutral has current coming back through it as well, that'll get you too. And the neutral will actually, when if you get shocked by a neutral, that'll hurt more sometimes than a hot will.
And I've had electricians see me take that circuit tester out and just kind of wave it around. And I think two or three electricians in the last 10 years have said, don't trust that thing.
I personally don't. Not at all.
And I use it as my little security blanket, just to really double, triple check there's nothing in there.
I mean, you can get a voltage meter for pretty cheap, I think $15 at Home Depot, and to, you know, use that instead. When this was years ago when I was in the field, we were doing a movie theater, and I had used one of those tickers in a box of wires that I thought were supposed to be dead, and we were cutting and demoing out. It turns out that did not function properly, and I got hit really, really hard. I went down off the ladder and kind of sat there for 10 minutes because it went up into my shoulder. It really, really hurt. So I stopped using it that day and went and bought a voltage meter and just stick with those from now on.
Okay. Well, I used them for years as my security blanket. Okay, well, that means that there's really nothing hot in here at all. But when three different electricians told me, don't trust that thing. Don't trust that thing.
Maybe it's like a third fail-safe, you know. Yeah. And maybe if you took the voltage and meter on there, make sure it's good, then run that just for another safety thing. But other than that, I personally don't.
Well, I'll tell you, Ben, when it comes to electricity, my hands start shaking when I'm taking the trim screws off the faceplate cover. I start shaking then, and I don't quit shaking until I put it all back and it's together. I'll tell you, electricity isn't anything to fool with. I've said for years that if I could be king for a day, there'd be one rule I would mandate on every home in America. And we've got late breaking news on that coming up that I want to share with all of y'all. We do have Elton, who has called in, would like to ask a question. I think we'll go on a quick break here. We'll come back and we'll get to Elton, and then we'll talk about the new upcoming code requirement that's going to be made on every new home after 2022. That I want to talk about what it is, because I think every home should have it today, regardless of when it was built. So we'll cover that and more when we're back with Mr. Ben Perkins of Fox Valley Electric and Solar. If you'd like to get on, now would be a good time to call 1-888-767-4348. Elton, you'll be the first caller on when we get back.